Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 16th, 2018. Welcome to day 452.
You're right that President Trump is unethical, untethered to the truth. Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes. But not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy the stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
James Comey called Donald Trump morally unfit to be president and likened the loyalty oaths to a mob boss at the dominant center of everything who is doing tremendous damage to institutional and cultural norms. In his Sunday interview with George Stephanopoulos, Comey said that it is possible, but I don't know, if Russia has compromising information on Trump.
You can't say for certain that the President of the United States is not compromised by the Russians.
Yeah, it is stunning, and I wish I wasn't saying it, but it's the truth. It always struck me and still strikes me as unlikely. And I would have been able to say with high confidence about any other president I dealt with, but I can't. It's possible.
The Washington Post says Trump tweeted that Comey is a not smart, self-serving liar who deserves jail time for being, quote, the worst FBI director in history by far, end quote. The tweets came hours before Comey's interview aired. Trump also insisted that Comey's memos are fake while doubling down on calling the former FBI director a slime ball. Trump also charged that the only reason Comey reopened the Clinton email investigation in the final days of the 2016 election was because he wanted a job in her administration. Trump added, "I never asked Comey for personal loyalty," end quote. Trump continued his Twitter attacks on Comey and accused the former FBI director of lying to Congress and having, quote, committed many crimes, end quote. Trump did not specify which crimes he believed Comey and others have committed. Next, the New York Times, Bloomberg, and the Washington Post say a federal judge rejected an attempt by Trump and Michael Cohen to block prosecutors from reviewing the materials seized in the FBI raids last week on Cohen's home, office, and hotel room, as well as his safety deposit box. Trump had asked a federal judge to block the Justice Department from viewing evidence, arguing that some of the evidence seized should first be reviewed by Trump because it may be covered by attorney-client privilege. Michael Cohen also represents Sean Hannity, one of Trump's outspoken advocates on cable TV. The revelation comes as part of a motion for a temporary restraining order to stop federal investigators from reviewing materials seized last week. The judge ordered Cohen to attend and provide information about his clients as she weighs the emergency action. Cohen's attorneys acknowledged that he represented Trump and Elliot Broidy in legal matters, but avoided naming the third client. Under pressure from the judge, Cohen's attorney said that the Fox News host was the third client. Next, the LA Times says Trump wants the power to hire and fire, quote, all officers of the United States who, quote, exercise significant authority under the law. Trump's Solicitor General Noel Francisco intervened in a minor SEC case to urge the Supreme Court to clarify the president's constitutional power to, quote, oversee executive officers through removal, end quote. The move comes as Trump has repeatedly claimed that he has the power to fire Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Francisco could also be in line to oversee the Mueller probe if Rod Rosenstein is fired. Paul Ryan, meanwhile, said he doesn't think it's necessary to pass a bill to protect Robert Mueller from being fired by Trump. Quote, "I don't think he's going to fire Mueller," end quote. Hundreds of former Justice Department employees, meanwhile, are urging Congress to, quote, swiftly and forcefully respond, end quote, should Trump fire Mueller. Next, the Wall Street Journal says Michael Cohen used the same Delaware LLC to handle the payoffs to Stormy Daniels and a former Playboy model who alleged Elliot Broidy impregnated her. Federal prosecutors are examining money flowing in and out of essential consultants as part of a broad investigation into Cohen's activities to silence women with allegations against Trump or those near him. Separately, Cohen also killed a 2013 U.S. Weekly story that would have reported about Donald Trump Jr. having an affair with one of the singers in the group Dumb Blonde. And finally, the Washington Post and BuzzFeed News are reporting that Trump's 2020 re-election campaign spent about 22% of its funds raised on legal fees related to the ongoing special counsel investigation, as well as a legal challenge by Stormy Daniels. The campaign has also spent about $125,000 at Trump businesses, including Trump International Hotel, Trump Restaurants, and Trump Tower. And in the polls, ABC News says 56% of Americans disapprove of Trump's job performance, while 40% approve. Those who strongly disapprove outnumber those who strongly approve by nearly 2-1. And NBC News says 47% of voters want a Democratic-controlled Congress, compared to 40% who prefer a GOP-controlled Congress. Those numbers are down from the Democrats' 10-point edge in March. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump tried to block Pence's National Security Advisor appointment. After Trump learned that Pence was bringing in Nikki Haley's deputy John Lerner, Trump told Kelly to get rid of him. 2. John Lerner stepped down 2 days after being named Pence's new national security aide. 3. The Pentagon said there has been a 2,000% increase in Russian trolls in the last 24 hours. 4. The Trump administration walked back Nikki Haley's announcement that the U.S. Treasury plans to issue additional sanctions on Russia. 5. Trump was furious about how his administration was being portrayed in the media for taking the toughest stance on Russia. 6. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke invited a self-professed birther onto his radio show in 2013. And 7. Scott Pruitt's $43,000 secure privacy booth violated spending laws, according to the Government Accountability Office. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.